even when they table the National Development Plan, they don't really believe in it, because even the signing of a potentially a nuclear deal is a departure away from what the NDP says about energy. So the ANC doesn't have a plan for the future. All they can rely on is these massive state entities, so that through their public, like such as Chancellor House, they can extract resources for their personal benefit. I don't believe there's a personal will. I think even Minister Lynn Brown is in denial about the nature of the crisis that we are facing. That we keep hearing that they are now briefing cabinet about what evacuation plans there can be if South Africa is plunged into a complete darkness, tells you where their priorities are. Their priorities are in protecting the cabinet rather than, in fact, the people of this country. And so, in truth, the ANC has long lost the plot on what it should be doing for the people of this country. It would rather focus itself on itself, because they don't have a plan for the people of this country.
What would you like to see? What has to happen?
President Zuma tabled in his State of the Nation address that ISMO will be tabled. That bill makes it permissible that we can have independent power producers. In the absence of those, it means Eskom does not face competition. It monopolizes the supply of energy and ultimately can hold South Africa to ransom, as they have. Secondly, if we allowed new power producers to come on board, it means that the South African people don't have to fund all the infrastructure build that Eskom wants to put forward through an increasing electricity price. We are saying allow independent power producers to come on board. But the second thing that we are saying is that, in fact, we must ultimately depart away from this nuclear deal. This nuclear deal isn't certainly going to help us. And that, thirdly, we must pass legislation that allows for independent supply of electricity. We keep this white elephant going, it means we want to keep darkness happening in this country.
What would you want President Jacob Zuma to say in his State of the Nation address next week regarding the electricity crisis?
The first and most crucial thing is that, of course, his government was wrong. He will arrive there and want to blame apartheid. His government was wrong. They were briefed about the situation. We anticipated that as economic growth happens, we will also face an energy crisis. He must admit to the people of this country. He must apologize to the people of this country. He must table. He must show strong leadership against his own party and say, in fact, he will table ISMO bill so that we can allow independent power producers to come on board. And that if he's true to his word that the NDP is the plan for South Africa, well, he must give us a plan about how we diversify energy. He must give us a plan about how, in fact, we are going to accelerate wind energy, how we're going to accelerate the master plan on gas utilization, how he's going to put that on the table. If he fails to do that, he will play tune to his own party rather than, in fact, the people of this country who want strong leadership at this time of crisis, as I perceive it. I think for us to have stage 3 load shedding epitomizes a crisis. It certainly does not incentivize confidence for people to come and invest here. I am of the view that a 1.4 economic growth resembles that South Africa is not going to be growing much faster, which means the 35% unemployed people is only going to rise. This load shedding since 2008 has cost us at least over 1 million jobs. 1 million South Africans cannot find work because we are energy insecure as a country. If President Zuma does not believe that to be a crisis, I don't know what is.
How would you, as a DA, if you were to govern in Gauteng in 2016 after the local municipality elections, how would you turn the crisis around?
You have to have a deliberate plan that allows... That's why I'm saying this ISMO bill is a crucial one. Because what it means is that even for municipalities, what they can do is be able to upsell electricity through by using renewable energies. There must be an incentive for municipalities to be able to put energy back into the grid. Also, to allow that South Africans, we must have a cooperative plan that says, how do we accelerate the building of Medupi and how do we manage energy utilization? And what is clear is that there isn't a cascading plan from national government to provincial government to even municipalities to be able to incentivize that. I wonder if you go to other countries, I've just come back on a global scale, there are incentives for people to be able to use renewable energy. And once those incentives are realized in cash, it means that the people are stimulated to be able to say, how do we contribute back to the grid? There seems to be no political will, there's no leadership on the ground, and as a result, and if you are in denial about the nature of the crisis that you are facing, this scenario is going to continue for years on end.
Well, last question, Lucy.